There are days that define your story beyond your life. Like the day they arrived.
Signs of what might be called first contact. The objects measure at least.
I'm Colonel G.T. Weber from Army Intelligence.
Pack your bags.
You're at the top of everyone's list when it comes to translations.
Priority one. What do they want? Where are they from? You'll be reporting to me, but you'll be working with him when you're in the show.
That's what they call the UFO.
Who's being carted off in the medevac?
Not everyone is wired for what you're about to do.
So what do they look like?
You'll see soon enough.
Every 18 hours, a door opens up. That's where we go in.
That just happened.
What happens now?
They arrive.
They need to see me.
Dr. Banks?
Are you insane?
Now that's a proper introduction.
Movie Month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Arriving at Lawrence.
I'm here.
Right, I'm on the train right now. Just about to get off, and we can talk more in a few minutes. I don't want to just be talking about things with all these people standing around, you know what I mean? So listen to this.
Lawrence.
To report trip when getting off the train at a high-level platform, please pay attention to the gap between the platform and the train.
Basically, they're telling us to mind the gap. So we just get off the train here, and we can get to talking about today's movie. It's, Day 21. Can you believe it? We're already on the final 10 of movies. And, ladies and gentlemen, today, for Fans Not Experts Movie Month, I saw a great movie. It's, actually the second movie in a row that has to do with an alien invasion. Well, this really wasn't an alien invasion. It was technically just an alien, wait for it, arrival. Yes, that's right. Today I saw the, what is it, 2016 science fiction drama starring Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, and Forrest Whitaker, who I think was doing a Boston accent. Today I saw Arrival, and it was very good. Then it became awesome with kind of the weird little twist. I don't want to give it away because it's such a cool reveal. The movie's still too new. And here's what happens. So these 12 spaceships show up, like, all over the globe, all, you know, 12 different spaceships on these giant, like, looking like almost like a long bean or a banana, I don't know. Just these big kind of oval, giant egg shape, whatever, spaceships show up. And, you know, it's giant kind of panic sets in all over the Earth. But, you know, nothing comes out, nothing attacks. And the government comes to, the military comes to Amy Adams, who is a linguistics expert who has done some work in the past translating things. And they approach her to help try to figure out ways to communicate with these aliens. They also get Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye from the Avengers, he's a mathematician, I think, or a physicist, I don't know. And he's there also to kind of try to figure things out. So, I mean, that's the basis, that's the crux of the movie, and Amy Adams helps communicate. Try to figure out why they're here, what are they doing here, and, you know, and they, all over the world, they have different experts trying to figure this stuff out, and they're all kind of, they're all translating things, but some are a little different. Some they, you know, some don't quite translate things exactly the same way. So some countries are a little more panicked. Some countries are thinking there's going to be war coming. And at the same time, we're kind of dealing with Amy Adams' life. We see that she has had a daughter. We see that, you know, kind of her daughter gets sick and passes away, that their father's out of the picture. We kind of see all these things. And basically, we just kind of, and like we see her kind of having visions of all these those things happening, flashbacks. And at the end, you know, she tries to communicate with them closer. She actually gets right up in front with them, and she figures out more, like, because at this point, some of the countries are going to start attacking, and they're getting really close to trying to stop the attack, and they're about to give up, but Amy Adams figures things out, and the way she figures things out is really the coolest part of the movie. And it just, like, it's stuff like that where then you see things, and you look back and you realize that, you know, there were clues to things, and I want to watch again. Really cool. Like, cool, like, a real weird original way of doing aliens, and aliens communicating. Because why would they communicate? Why would the aliens look anything like us? Why would they communicate anything like us? Why would their ships be anything like us? So, you know, they're just a real kind of cool original way of doing things. Very different from the aliens I saw yesterday at Attack the Block, which were also cool in their own respect. And just to... I said that maybe there was CGI in those teeth on Attack the Block. I read it was all done with practical effects and lights, so very cool. Back to Arrival. This was all CGI, I'm almost positive. But great acting all around. Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, Forest Whitaker, other people. Great acting. Great... I thought that was my wife. Yep. Someone else driving a white SUV. Oh my God, is that Al Collins? Great. Oh, that's a Bronco. Whatever. Great acting. Cool story. Cool twist. Original way of looking at aliens. And, you know, no real action. A very quiet, paced, slow, deliberate movie that just kind of, you know, you just kind of experience it. I don't know how to say it. It was just nice. I don't know what else to say. What else do I say? I can't give anything away. Maybe I can start. Okay. All right. You know what? At this point, if you are listening, I'm going to start spoiling the movie. So if you're done, thanks for listening. Hashtag FNE Movie Month, Geek Mentality, all that fun stuff. But at this point, right now, boom, let the spoilers begin. Okay. I loved the twist. I loved it. So here we are thinking we're seeing flashback of Amy Adams, seeing her daughter born, seeing her, you know, her daughter grow, seeing her daughter get sick, seeing her daughter die. We think we're seeing a flashback, and she's experiencing these visions that we think she's having flashbacks for. But no, she's not. She's seeing visions of the future. And we find out that the aliens taught her their language, which is how to see time and experience time differently. And they learn this, though she learns this, and as she's learning this, she's realizing what she's... That what she's been seeing is the future. And then they cut to the future and show, like, how she figures things out with China is because she told the guy in China about something in the past. So the guy in the future goes and tells her the phone number so that she knows it, and she knows it in the past because, again, time is a circle for her. Anything with time travel and time, like, disruption stuff. You know, not even linear. This is even linear time travel. This is like all the knowledge of time. I love. And the fact that, you know, she knows that she's going to fall in love with Jeremy Renner. She knows that they're going to have a kid. She knows that the kid's going to get sick and die. But she goes through with it anyway. She knows. And it seems to me that she told Jeremy Renner and he couldn't accept it and he left, which, you know, that kind of sucks. But the first shot of the movie is also, I think, the last, like, the first scene of the movie is also the last scene of the movie. I loved it. There, I spoiled it for you. And I don't care if I did, you know? I told you I was spoiling it. So, everything else, now I want to go back and look for clues to see if they did anything else to make it look like it's the future. You know, because even when I watch this, I go, Amy Adams, they didn't do anything to make her look younger, even though it seemed like maybe 18 years had passed because the daughter got older. It seemed like she was a young adult when she died. Could have been a teenager, an older teenager. But they didn't do anything to make her seem younger. She looked, but did she, now I'm trying to figure out, did they do anything to make her seem older? And I just missed it. That the clue was, she's older here. And I actually thought, wow, they didn't try to make her look younger. Like, why does she look exactly the same? Maybe she didn't look exactly the same. Maybe she actually looked older. I didn't even think of that. And now I need to go back and watch that again. The giant bus. Oh, Jesus Christ, that bus is loud. All right. So anyway, the movie was awesome. I highly recommend it. I got to tell you, I got it on DVD in my library. And yeah, I got nothing else. So maybe I can spoil things after the fact if I'm going to. But this movie's still new enough that I'm glad I gave you a spoiler warning. Thank you for listening. Jesus Christ, that bus is loud. All right. I'm taking the Lord's name in vain. All right. Thank you for listening. This is Geek Mentality, the podcast that can happen anywhere, even in a loud train station. Or whatever. It's a bus station, train station. It's all the above. So thank you for listening. Geek Mentality is the name of the podcast. Find us on iTunes. Nobody does, but you could. If you do, thank you. Fansnotexperts.com is the website. On Twitter, I'm at Geek Mentality. On Facebook, it's Fansnotexperts. And the hashtag on Twitter, on Instagram, on Google, on Facebook is hashtag FNE Movie Month. It's Wednesday, but I got so many vacation days that I'm on my weekend. So that means tomorrow I'm going to be watching a movie nice and early. Awesome. I don't know what that movie is, but until then, have a good night. And here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode. Fans Not Experts.